Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. It's time to talk some local football with Ryan Frommel of the Scone Mustangs. How you doing there, Ryan?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad at all, thanks, mate. Season's not too far away. How are we looking preparations-wise?
Yeah, really good, really good. Season will kick off, round one will be the 23rd of April. We're not sure where we are at this stage. They haven't released a draw. That'll come in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, certainly the 23rd of April, and looking really strong. The most pleasing thing and most important thing for any club is the juniors, and we're looking really strong, and we've added two new inter-district or travelling teams to our competitive Newcastle Hunter competition. We're at eight teams now, which the club has never done before.
Right.
So that's really pleasing. That's a really important aspect for us to have those kids coming through and a solid foundation. And for us, the foundation's all about the juniors. We've got a bright future.
Is it too late now if there's a junior in Scone that thinks they'd like to get involved, or can they put their hand up at this late date?
Look, yes, absolutely they can. Being a small club, being a small country town, and I know all clubs in the smaller clubs like Scone, we often have teams playing up. We'll have, say, half under-11s and half under-12s.
All right, yeah.
Under-12s. So we can always accommodate them. With football, it's not about size, it's about skill.
Yep.
It's not that disadvantage for a kid to play up that would be, say, in one of your rugby sports.
Yeah, I understand. So have you got some trial matches coming up before the season?
Yeah, mate, we've really got, and I'm excited about it, we've got one against Musselbrook. And that's really important for us. When our club started in 1954, it was with a lot of help of Musselbrook. And the first season essentially consisted of four games against Musselbrook, a home and away Challenge Cup against Musselbrook. We had a mayor of Scone at the time, Mr. Flint, who had played in the 1920s, essentially, for an Australian team against China.
Right.
He was the first vice president. He donated a cup called the Flint Cup. And then Musselbrook, for the first decade, we believe, they competed, Scone and Musselbrook competed against each other, two home games, two away games, and whoever won more games held the cup.
Okay.
We know in 1954, Musselbrook, but Scone won the first game, but Musselbrook then pumped us for the next three games. So Musselbrook won the first cup, but with the guys down at Musselbrook, Champion Blakes, we've decided to get that up and running and make it a club challenge. So that's going to kick off on the 26th of March, and we'll compete for that hopefully for a long time to come. And I think it's really important just to reflect back and acknowledge our history. We've been here for a while. I mean, Musselbrook 100 years next year as well. So that's really important stuff for us, that we sort of reach back and know where we were, where we come from, and that we actually helped each other out.
Tradition is very important in sport, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah. It really is. Regardless of any sport, it's good to know where you come from, why you started, and how you started, and the efforts of certain people that you didn't think would be around. You go through the old newspapers, mate, and the old secretary of Musselbrook Eagles was continually putting putting letters into the paper each year, saying, anyone out there who wants to start another football club, we want to get an Upper Hunter competition going.
All right.
It was a real push on there, and then with Scone, we had a lot of workers come into the town to establish Glenbourne Dam, a lot of builders, and a lot of, being 1954, we had a lot of what we were calling new Australians back then,
yes,
out of Europe, who football was their game. So that, our local guys, a few local Scotsmen all got together and formed the Scone Soccer Club. So that was 54, and then, Musselbrook helped them out, and without an opposition, you wouldn't have a game. We went from there. They then picked a selective team out of both teams, and they played some state league teams as well. So, yeah, it's a really really linked history there, and it's important we reach back and do acknowledge that.
Well done to both the Mustangs and the Eagles on that one. Now, good clubs don't run without volunteers. You could always use some help, mate.
Always, mate, always. Over the last couple of years, we've really grown our committee. So it's not that big task that I think people dread now, that, oh no, I'm going to volunteer and it's every weekend, every day.
Yeah.
There's people doing that. It's just, coming in and helping out on the barbecue, in the canteen, or organising some things, handing out uniform, things like that. So yeah, anyone who wants to volunteer, anyone particularly with our coaching background would be welcome as well. With a coaching background or experience playing, even we can put them through courses if required. Send them down to Northern New South Wales. So if you want to help out, absolutely. We're on Facebook and we're also now got some new committee members, younger blokes who are keen on the Instagram. They told me I had to have a shout out for our new Instagram account. So please, I think the script was. Like, subscribe and share. Is that it? Well, that's YouTube.
You're telling the story, mate. It's all new technology to me as well.
Yeah, right. That's why we employ them,
Yeah, that's
in the communications department. So.
Great work. Well, Ryan, mate, I wanted to ask you about some sponsors. Anyone you want to give a shout out to? Because great clubs don't happen without great sponsors either.
Oh, mate, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Keldan, Dan Kelly, Keldan and the Keldan Group. Sponsor third year in a row, very generous, major sponsor. We've got Riversdale Stud up here, Saunders Mazda, Brand Safeway, Pet Medical, the Scone RSL, and I know I've forgotten some. I'm McGrath, McGrath Real Estate. Those are those guys, and I'm sure if I've missed someone, I'll find out in about half an hour.
Yeah, it's a bit like whenever I ask that question, it's a little bit like somebody doing a thanks at the Academy Awards. They're always, I know I've forgotten somebody. Because there's so many great businesses that do their bit just to help out. So fantastic work on behalf of all of those businesses, but doing their bit for the Scone Mustangs. Ryan Frommel, we will speak more as the season progresses. And thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View, mate.
Thank you. I'll speak to you soon.